right, once again, welcome everybody. Exciting day for soccer in Northeast Florida, for the Jacksonville Armada, for the North American Soccer League, and for all of us who are not only connected with, but also fans of the Jacksonville Armada. I want to thank everybody for joining us here today and welcome you to the offices of RP Funding. Before we get started, let me just recognize a few people who are here in the building with us. Want to say hello to the general manager of the Jacksonville Armada, Nathan Walter, the head coach, Mark Lowry, who are here in the front row, along with a couple of players. Yes, absolutely. As well as the captain, Aaron Pitch-Colin, and forward, Derek Gebhard, who are here. Thank you guys for being here. Strength and conditioning coach, Gabe Zapponi, as well, over there in the corner. I also want to recognize from the Jack Sports Council, Alan Verlander. Wait for applause, hold for applause. City Council at-large group for Greg Anderson, who we'll hear from here in just a bit. And I also saw the vice president of the Ponte Vedra Soccer Club and the Armada FC Youth Academy, Dr. Stefan Salzbrunn, who's here. So thank you very much. This time, let me please welcome up to the stage here the interim commissioner of the North American Soccer League, Rishi Sehgal, and also Robert Palmer. Rishi, take it away.
Thank you, Cole. It's a pleasure to be with all of you back in Jacksonville for what I think now is the sixth time this year. The first time I came here, of course, was when the league was taking over the team, and at that time, the league staff and all of the league owners recognized what all of you already know, that Jacksonville is a city that's growing, has a great economic climate, a people with an incredible sense of civic pride, and most importantly for the NASL, a passionate soccer community. We find ourselves at a very interesting point in the 2017 season. We're at the midway point. The spring season just concluded. A very exciting competition on the field. The league has made great progress. We've got two new teams coming in 2018 in California, one in Orange County, one in San Diego. We've seen some fantastic performances on the pitch, and we've seen new stars emerge, including the Jacksonville Armada's own Derek Gebhard and Zach Steinberger. And while all of that gives us reason to be excited and to celebrate, I'd like to share with you some news that will give all of you a reason to be excited and to celebrate. You may have noticed that the Armada had a sponsor on their jersey this past weekend. It's my pleasure to announce that Robert Palmer has purchased the Jacksonville Armada, securing the club's future in Jacksonville and in the NASL. As many of you know, Robert's a very successful businessman, and I'm excited that he'll apply the same acumen that has afforded him revolutionary success in his other businesses to the Armada. He has deep ties to this community, and as you can see from where we are today, those ties are strengthening as he looks to expand RP funding in Jacksonville. Before I turn it over to your new steward, I'd like to thank a number of people who have helped us get here. Mayor Curry and his staff, President Delaney and the staff at the University of North Florida, and especially the athletics department, Steve Diebenow of Driver McAfee, Peak, and Hawthorne, all of the Armada sponsors who stuck with us during a period of transition, the players, the coaches, and of course, Section 904 and all Armada fans. And with that, it's time for you to hear from the new owner of the Jacksonville Armada, Robert Palmer.
Yeah, hey everybody. Thank you all for coming out. This is an amazing moment for me, and I'm going to kind of share some of the things I'm excited about and some of our thought processes on this this transaction, and then after that we'll love to take questions. So a couple points I want to hit on is, first off, you know, why did I buy this team? You know, why now? Why the Armada? Why the NASL? And you know, sports ownership has been something I've been interested in since I was a little kid. Maybe who isn't at some point in their life, right? We all dream one day we're going to own a sports team. Here I sit. But this Armada opportunity was so much more than that. You know, with the expansion of RP funding here into Jacksonville, we built out this beautiful office space about a year ago. We've created over 80 jobs here. We've got room for another 80 that we'll create over the next year. Other companies of mine are now expanding into Jacksonville. And when I look at the opportunity around soccer, you know, probably the fastest growing mainstream sport there is in this country right now, spending a lot of my time in Orlando, I've seen the amazing job that City Soccer did with building out a fan base. And I'm very excited about what I think we can do here with the Armada. The first thing I want to touch on is a couple of very important soccer operations related things, and then I'm going to talk kind of more about the business side. But a moment ago before coming in here, we put both Nathan and Coach Lowry on long-term contracts. They're going to be with us through the 2021 season. These guys have done an amazing job on a limited budget in a state of turmoil. You know, when previous ownership lost the team, there was a lot of talk, was the Armada done? Would they be back? And for these guys to take the limited budget they had, to take the uncertainty around the club, and to attract and develop talent the way they did, I have to tip my hat to them. And that was another big part of me making this decision. I am not a soccer operations guy. You know, I don't know how to recruit players and find talent, and so I have to know that I have good people around me. And feeling confident in the leadership of soccer operations at the Armada was a big part in me feeling comfortable to go forward with this. The other big thing is, as you're aware, this season, all of our spring season games were broadcast on This TV, which is the digital channel for WJXT Channel 4, and then also on ESPN3. A big part of this is for me to build a large at-home television audience. So I'm proud to announce that the entire fall season, both home and away games, will be carried on CW17. And then more importantly, a few of our games will be upgraded to JXT Channel 4, including the fall opener on July 30th. Another organization I really want to thank for helping steward the Jacksonville Armada through the transition is the University of North Florida. When the league had to take over the team and they just couldn't make the economics work at the baseball field, UNF stepped up and provided a quick place for them to play, and they've been great partners in keeping the team alive. I've had some great conversations with President Delaney. I want to thank him personally for stepping up and helping us in our transition to ownership. We will be back at Hodges for the 2018 season, which I'm excited to announce. And UNF has earned my loyalty personally and the loyalty of all Robert Palmer companies. And the relationship that we're going to build with the university will span well beyond the Armada playing at Hodges to a deep relationship between all of the brands that I own as they expand here in Jacksonville. So again, thank you, UNF. Thank you, President Delaney, for everything you've done. You have truly earned my loyalty as we build this club out and as I build my companies here in North Florida. A couple other things I want to touch on is we're really focusing on building this at-home fan base. You know, when I look at sports teams that I'm a fan of from a business standpoint, and when I study the way they run their businesses, only about 20% of their revenue comes from actual gate. So that means that season ticket holder who's paying $360 a year for a ticket should be worth more like $1,600 to the club when we look at merchandising and we look at sponsorships and everything else. And the club has not done a good job of monetizing outside of the gate in the past, and that's the first thing we're going to focus on cleaning up. So to me, an at-home viewer is almost as important as an in-the-stadium viewer. You know, we appreciate our fans. We appreciate the fans that are willing to make the commitment and come out and watch the team, but we also want to build a strong at-home fan base. I want 50, 60, 70,000 people watching these games from home where they're not fighting traffic, they're not worried about tickets, they're not worried about weather, they're not worried about heat. They can become Armada fans, they can become loyal fans, and they can bond with this brand from home as well as in the stadium. And by moving our broadcast deal up and with the exposure that we're going to create around the team through advertising, I'm confident that we can build that strong at-home fan base. And that's one of the key things we're going to focus on initially as we build this team. You know, there's limited seating at Hodges. You know, we can only probably comfortably put 6,000 or 7,000 people in those stands. My goals for the club are much bigger than that, and it's going to start with a very strong at-home viewership group to augment the people that are coming out in person. As we look at this as a business, and one of the tenets I learned early in my career before I started RP Funding, a brilliant direct marketer named Dan Kennedy has a quote that says, "Whichever business is willing to spend the most money on customer acquisition will win." And I heard that and I took it to heart and I utilized it in RP funding. And we spent the most to acquire our customers in the early days and we built a strong brand. We've taken those same business tenants over to HomeValue.com, Listing Power Tools, RP Title, all the brands under the Robert Palmer companies, and now we're going to bring it to professional sports. You know, we're looking at a fan acquisition strategy. We're looking at a cost per fan acquisition, and most sports teams don't talk this way. They think if they put a great product on the field, everyone's just going to show up and love them. And unfortunately, you can have the best mousetrap out there, but if no one knows about it, no one's going to show up. And I feel like that's the story of the Jacksonville Armada. These guys were leading the league at one point this season, and nobody knew about it. And so we're going to take all of the advertising resources, all of the marketing resources that we have under Robert Palmer Companies, and we're going to direct them at building a strong brand and building awareness for the Jacksonville Armada. We're the number one radio buyer with iHeartRadio in the state. We're top 50 in the country. We're one of the largest media buyers from Cox, who has a strong presence here both on TV and radio. We're probably one of the largest TV and radio advertisers in Jacksonville with the schedules we've laid in for the next 12 months. And all of that marketing is going to be aimed at the Armada, to building awareness. You'll have to be under a rock to not know that the Jacksonville Armada are playing a game on any given Saturday. And to me, that's how we're going to build this brand. That's how we're going to acquire fans. You know, the fact that the existing fan base, Section 904, is so loyal to this brand. The existing fans are so loyal to this brand. They stuck with them through all the hard times. And that's fantastic. And that makes me excited. Now we just need more of them. And that's my job. It's my job to create the next 5,000 fans, the next 10,000 fans, the next 20,000, 50,000 fans. And we're going to do that through aggressive, targeted advertising, through radio, TV, and digital marketing. And that's what I'm good at. These guys know soccer. I know how to advertise. And that's what we're going to bring to the Armada. So I think that's exciting. Also, as we look at the strength of my companies, you'll find situations where a sports team owner will just kind of haphazardly throw one of their companies in as a sponsor. When we look at RP funding, again, being one of the largest media buyers in the state, we're courted by every major sports franchise in the state to become a sponsor. So for the Armada to now have this direct line to RP funding, and all five of my companies have multi-million dollar budgets, all five of my companies have sports marketing budgets, so to bring those dollars over to the Armada isn't a stretch. I'm not jumping into sports marketing without understanding how it works. We recently did the largest deal in the history of the Gatorade League, which is now the name of the development league for the NBA. We did close to a five-year, $10 million deal that stretched Orlando and Lakeland to create the Lakeland Center becoming the RP Funding Center. So sports marketing is not something we're new to. I'm excited about this opportunity because I finally get to pull the levers on both sides of the ball. You know, as the advertiser, I get to understand and look at the ROI and fan engagement and how the Armada helps build the RP funding brand. But on the flip side, I now control the Armada brand as well, so I can do more exciting things. I can use the Armada as a petri dish to test different types of fan engagements, to test different types of marketing and fan engagement strategies that we can go use in our other markets with the Orlando Magic, with the Lakeland Magic, with other sports teams we're negotiating deals with. So this is where it all starts. This is my ability to get in there and look at sponsorships in a way that no one else can. And the data and research that gives me is something I'm very, very excited about. And when we look at the scope of the Armada, you know, compared to RP Funding's budget, I know a lot of people, that's a question. You know, can I sustain this? Do I have the financial wherewithal? Do I have deep enough pockets to sustain the Armada? When we look at it, the Armada's total operating budget represents less than 20% of RP Funding's TV and radio budget. So when we're looking at reallocating dollars, it's not a big spend for us. And we have a direct result in the fact that this is a key market for us. And I'm very excited to see what we can accomplish by marrying the two brands together, having RP funding on the front of that jersey. MLS teams are out there paying $3 and $4 million a year to be on the front of a soccer jersey. Why is the Armada jersey not worth that? Because it doesn't have the exposure yet. So if I can create the exposure around the Armada jersey that rivals that of an MLS team, all of a sudden my logo being on the front of it is worth $3 to $4 million a year. And that's an exciting proposition for me. And then the final thing I want to touch on is we need a permanent home. You know, we need a place for training. We need a place for office space. So one of the initial big initiatives I'm going to take is to find a piece of land somewhere and build us an office building for all of my other companies. RP funding will move from this beautiful facility in a couple years when our lease is up to build the soccer practice facilities, to build a world-class gym, to put a world-class kitchen in there with a chef to cook for these guys, to put together the fields, to put together the training grounds, to put together the office space. And by doing it between all of my companies, building a 100,000-square-foot office space building for all of the traditional Robert Palmer companies and then tacking on the soccer fields and the training grounds and everything that the Armada need, we can really do something special. And that's one of my very early initiatives, is to go identify that location, identify that land, and start construction on what will become the Armada's home, as well as all Robert Palmer companies' home in the greater Jacksonville and North Florida area.
questions coming up in just a moment, but I do want to welcome up to the podium the City Council at-large Group 4 representative, Greg Anderson, to make a couple of comments.
It's a great day in Jacksonville, and welcome to Jacksonville. Commissioner, you are right. Jacksonville is a city on the move, and professional soccer is an important part of our quality of life. Thank you both for being here, and Robert, thank you for your investment. Welcome. On behalf of the 19 members of the world's greatest city council, I'm proud to be here this morning to participate in this exciting event. When you think about soccer in Jacksonville, many people think about the recent history, but this community has been involved in soccer since going back to the 1980s with the Teaman. So we have, as a community, embraced this professional sport and the athletes and the coaches. And so my congratulations to everyone. Thank you for being here. We are excited about the future of this team. This is another example of an outstanding businessman recognizing the future of Jacksonville and investing in one of our sports teams. So I want to thank you very much for being here, and I'm going to let the questions start. Thank you.
All right, we'll open it up for questions from the media. Also for media, just to know that there will be some opportunities for one-on-ones on the side afterwards with Robert and with Rishi, and also with Marshall Happer, who's been the COO of the Armada, as well as Mark Lowry, the head coach. So, fire away.
For Rishi Segal, what were the major factors that convinced the league that this was the direction you wanted to go, that this is the man you wanted running the Armada?
Sure. Look, when you get to know Robert, which we got to know pretty quickly, let me say this. I've been with the league from the outset, and so I've gotten a good chance to see what works and what doesn't work. When Robert approaches with the same mentality that's made him successful in his other businesses, that's what won me over. Because sports, it's a passion. We all have a deep passion for it, but we have to make the business work too so we can grow the passion. Robert's going to do that. You know, he walked you through all of his vision on his sponsorship and his marketing plans. That's unprecedented. For somebody to come in and say, this is how I want to approach it. I want to grow the brand, and we're not making it a one-year splash. We're going to grow this over time. That's incredible. So that's really what got us across the line.
Robert, if I may ask, what are your ties to Jacksonville?
Yeah, so great question. My ties to Jacksonville. So my lovely wife here in the front row is from Jacksonville. We actually had our first date down at Madure in Ponte Vedra 10 years ago this October. We had our second date at Ocean 60 right up in Atlantic Beach. You know, I was living in Orlando at the time. I came to this area and I absolutely fell in love with it. I purchased a home in Neptune Beach on First Street in 2007. I moved here. It's funny, when I originally opened RP Funding, I opened it here in Jacksonville. We had a little office on 343rd Avenue South, I'll never forget it, in Jacks Beach, right behind Ginger's Bar. There's a Taco Bell and Ginger's right there on the nice. And that's where I tried to open RP Funding. And unfortunately, with the financial crisis happening around us, I couldn't sustain it. So I wanted to live here, so we put the sales office in Jacksonville Beach, and then all of my operations connections, the underwriters, the processors, all the people doing the tough work after I sell the deal, they were down in Orlando. And so as the financial crisis worsened through 2008, I just couldn't sustain the two offices. And so I had to give up my dream of living in my wonderful beach house, you know, a half a block away from the water in Neptune Beach, and go back to Orlando. And for a while, Jill and I traveled back and forth. We burned up the I-95 between Orlando and Jacksonville. So this is a really important community to me. You know, her parents met at Terry Parker High School back in the late 70s. You know, her being from here, I love this community. It's really exciting. When this opportunity presented itself, it just made so much sense. You know, I've had a lot of sports deals come across in the past, but they weren't in the right market. You know, and so when I look at the markets I care about in Florida, I've got Lakeland, where I was from. You know, and I recently did the deal to put my name, the RP Funding Center, on the building I graduated high school in, to help give back to that community and to help bring the NBA G League team to Lakeland. I have Orlando, where RP Funding is based, and then I have Jacksonville, which is where my wife is from and where I ultimately think I want to live. So these are three very important markets to me, and so the Armada really checked that box of helping me do something great for Jacksonville and helping further expand my brands up north. Okay. Don't be shy. We're here for questions. There is no stupid question.
Anybody from outside the media want to ask a question?
We just did such a great job explaining it, Rishi. There's nothing left to ask.
Yes, ma'am. You mentioned multiple businesses. What are those businesses?
Okay, yeah, so Robert Palmer Companies is made up of RP Funding, which is a large direct mortgage lender. We have about $2 billion worth of loans that we service, and we do about $1.5 billion, $1.8 billion a year in volume. That's the first company. The second brand I expanded into was Title Insurance. So we have RP Title and Escrow, which has 7 offices now across Central Florida. We're going to be expanding that brand up here shortly. While RP Title started initially to service the RP Funding clients, we've grown into other non-captured business, where now 60% of our transactions are not financed by RP Funding. So RP Title has done a great job of getting its own legs and growing on its own. We've got Listing Power Tools, which is a national marketing platform for real estate agents. It's one of the fastest growing real estate tech products in the country. We've signed up over 10,000 agents in the last 14 months since we launched. We create single property marketing, printed collateral for real estate agents. We become the one-stop shop to help them market their individual property listings through the Listing Power Tools platform. More recently, we launched HomeValue.com, which is going to be a direct competitor for Zillow, which again services the real estate community and helping them find people who want to sell their home, finding listings. There's a serious need for better tools around listing leads and finding homeowners that want to sell their homes, and that's the gap that HomeValue.com will fill. And then finally, the Saving Thousands Radio Network, which is my network of radio shows that run on the weekends, as well as my Money Minute, which can be heard every morning around the 8 o'clock hour. It's on 4 stations here in Jacksonville. I think we're on 15 stations across Florida in total. But every morning we do a 60-second financial advice. I give a free tip. People tweet in questions. And that's called the Money Minute, which airs across multiple stations. So that's the Robert Palmer Companies group. We've got some other exciting stuff in the works. The Armada is now the latest addition to that. And we've got a lot more growth planned for the future, a lot of other industries that we want to get into and tackle. Thank you.
Do you have a preference where you'd like to build your new facility?
Yeah, you know, obviously I like the beach, and I don't know if land's going to be affordable out there. It really comes down to where the economics makes sense. I mean, my vision is to have a facility where we can have practice fields, we can have the office buildings, maybe we build an apartment complex there which can double as player housing but also to serve the greater community. I think ideally we can build something special maybe in an area that isn't highly populated or highly developed right now and maybe bring some attention to that area. So I'm hoping the opportunities will find me. I'm hoping somebody out there right now listening says, I have the perfect piece of land out there that Robert should come by and do this vision. But I think it's big. We want to move quickly, but we want to make the right decision. We want to put it in the right place. I want the players to be comfortable. I want them to feel like we're committed. And I feel like having the Armada's name on a deed to a piece of property here in Jacksonville is a great way to show that commitment beyond all the other things we're doing. And I want to put those roots down, and I want to build that facility. And obviously, real estate investing is big for me. I'm in the industry. We have the capital to put the deal together. So I'm not just up here saying this and then hoping that the city or someone's going to come fund it for me. We'll pay our own way. I've got the funding in place to build the facility. We just got to find the right place and the right opportunity. Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. You keep on saying practice facility. Do you envision building a facility where they actually play?
Yeah, so obviously, yes. I mean, I would love to have the problem that we outgrow Hodges. And again, our partnership with UNF will span well beyond that. And we want to make sure that if we do outgrow Hodges and move on, that we do it in a way that benefits both the university and us. But I think that's further down the road. Really, the idea of building a 5,000 or 10,000 seat stadium, I think we're better off staying at Hodges. Would I love to build something with 25,000 seats in it that rivals what we've got down in Orlando? Absolutely. Do I think we can do that? Yes. Are people going to call me crazy? Please do. And please do it publicly so I can remind you of this in 5 to 7 years.
All right. Robert, we do have a little something for you here.
Hey.
Here we go. We're
going to... Awesome.
Score a couple of goals now. I will also point out that Robert's already in the Armada feel of things. He's got his pirate cufflinks on today. Perfect, just for the occasion. All right, if there are no more questions right now, we'll break up, have opportunities for the one-on-ones on the side with the media, And thank you very much, and we look forward to great things for the Armada starting right away.